Even before the bill, the clean energy industry seems to be growing. U.S. clean energy jobs grew more than 9%, we're told, between 1998 and 2007. That's compared to less than 4% for traditional jobs, according to the Pew Charitable Trusts. They did a study. Pew defined clean energy jobs as including everything from engineers to plumbers to construction workers, marketing consultants, teachers. That's clean energy. The average annual income for these jobs ranged from $21,000 to more than $100,000. Now let's follow up on safety in the skies. Ever since a commuter flight crashed near Buffalo early this year, killing 50 people, there's been a debate about the safety standards on regional airlines. Yesterday, the new chief of the Federal Aviation Administration, Randy Babbitt, said that small regional airlines are held to the same standards as the major carriers. That's what he said. But a government investigator who appeared before the same Senate panel said that's not the case. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan said he called the hearing of the aviation subcommittee he chairs because he's concerned that there is a double standard when it comes to airline safety.
We are supposed to be having one level of safety for both regional and major carriers. And I want to hear from our new administrator, FAA Administrator Babbitt, whether he thinks that is actually the case and whether the FAA has kept up with the changes in the industry and is able to ensure one level of safety.
Since the mid-1990s, FAA Administrator Babbitt testified all airlines operating planes with more than 10 seats are required to meet the same safety regulations. But the crash of the Colgan Air flight on a wintry night near Buffalo has raised questions about pilot training, proficiency, and pay at the regional airlines. At a recent National Transportation Safety Board hearing, investigators testified the co-pilot had flown across the country as a passenger the night before and had talked in the cockpit of her lack of experience dealing with icing conditions. There was evidence the pilot responded incorrectly when the turboprop plane began to stall. Babbitt, a former pilot, says he and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood are working to improve the safety of commuter airlines.
We have ordered FAA inspectors to immediately focus their inspections on training programs to better ensure that all airlines, including regional airlines, are complying with federal regulations.
But Transportation Department Inspector General Calvin Scovel told the Senate panel his investigators have found there sometimes are two standards.
Our preliminary audit work has identified differences in regional and mainline carriers' operations and potential differences in pilot training programs and level of flight experience.
The FAA also came under fire at the hearing for other practices involving major carriers. Last year, Scovel warned that FAA inspectors had too cozy a relationship with Southwest Airlines. Yesterday, he told the panel the agency has failed to inspect operations at other carriers. The inspections are known as Air Transportation Oversight Systems, or ATOS.
Our ongoing work has determined that lapses in oversight inspections were not limited to Southwest. FAA oversight offices for seven other major air carriers also missed ATOS inspections. Some had been allowed to lapse well beyond the five-year inspection cycle.
There was also criticism that the FAA has failed to heed hundreds of changes recommended by the NTSB after its investigations of other accidents and incidents. Acting NTSB Chairman Mark Rosenkurt didn't have to think long when he was asked how many recommendations were ignored by the FAA.
450 are outstanding today, many of which are more than 10 to 15 years old.
Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California called that an outrage.
That, to me, is an indictment of the FAA. It's not about anybody personally. It's the institution, it's the way they think, and it's very disturbing to me.
Babbitt said while not every NTSB recommendation will ultimately be adopted, he promised to be more transparent about the process. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.